to Dysfunctional Podcast. I am Jesus Figueroa of Dysfunctional.com. Right off the bat, you heard My Revenge by Annihilator off their 15th studio album, Suicide Society, out everywhere September 18th. There's a review of the entire album on Dysfunctional.com, and I will include the link on the description below, so check it out. This is the first podcast, so I will explain a little of what the podcast will be about. I get to interview a lot of people and talk to a lot of people, go to events. So I will share a little of all of that with every one of you. Maybe even share some interviews with the people who helped me out. People like Mike the Movie Guy from iWatchMike.com, who I do a lot of work with and contribute to his site, as well as do a lot of podcasts with. We recap a lot of TV shows like The Strain, The Walking Dead, and Fear the Walking Dead. I also watch a lot of movies and a lot of Netflix, so I will try to give you a little review of what's best to watch and what to avoid. I also read a lot, so I will probably be recommending books. I'm an artsy kind of guy, and I constantly see and go out to art galleries, so I will talk about art once in a while. I will introduce myself a little. I am Jesus Figueroa, like I said earlier. I am a journalist major, and I'm still studying journalism. I have been doing this for about 2 years with the help of Mike the Movie Guy. I write a ton, so I write for a lot of places. iWatchMike.com, VIP Latino, Boom Howdy, Living Dead Magazine. And whenever I get enough content, I put out Dysfunctional Magazine, which is an online magazine with some of the best indie stuff and just anything I find to be extremely interesting and that can have a great design to it. I also read a lot of manga and watch a lot of anime, so I will recommend some as well. As a fan of Inside the Actors Studio, I will end this the same way James Lipton ends every interview, with the Pivot questionnaire from Bouillon de Culture, hosted by Bernard Pivot. What is your favorite word? My favorite word would have to be resurrection, because it's major change, and change is very interesting to me because people both need it and are very scared of change. People are very reluctant to change. A resurrection could mean a major change in somebody's life, a major turn in somebody's life. So it's very interesting to me. What is my least favorite word? My least favorite word is try, because whenever you try, it kind of implies that you believe you're going to fail. And failing is never an option, I believe. You either do it or you don't. What turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally? I'm a big artsy guy, so I like seeing people create art. When people are creating, they're very vulnerable and they show a lot of themselves. So I really, really enjoy seeing that. What really turns me off is just people who continue to be very down on themselves. People who talk bad about themselves, that's just really horrible to me. What's your favorite curse word? I don't really curse. I haven't for a very long time, so I'll say dang it. What sound or noise do you love? I like hearing people laugh. I like hearing people happy, so laughter. What sound or noise do you hate? I hate screeching. I really love metal music, but I hate the screech. When people do this metal screech, it's just annoying, and I don't like it. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt? To be a microbiologist. I want to work in a lab. That always sounds so interesting to me. Forensic science is very interesting to me. What profession would you not like to do? I do not want to be a publicist. Publicists have so much work and deal with so much stuff. It just seems insane. They don't receive the gratitude that they should. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates? If there is heaven and God exists, all I would really want to hear is to know that I've done well and that he's proud of what I've done. One of the major things I want to do in life is cause a positive change. And I hope I do by whatever it is I end up doing for the rest of my life. That is it for this podcast. And if you want to interact, if you want to know anything, if there's a topic you want me to talk about, leave a comment or email me or interact with me on social media. I am at Dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram, Dysfunctional LA on Facebook, and my blog is dysfunctional.com, where you can go to check out movie and music reviews, news, contest, just about anything. Also check out iwatchmike.com. I contribute a lot to that, and the vro.com, who shares a lot of our podcasts. That's it for now, and I hope you enjoyed.